good morning. It's 7:38, Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's up?
Well, this is usually where we do your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur in Benton Township. Who is hiring, by the way? If you're looking for a great career, room to grow, great starting pay, awesome benefits, look no further than special-lite.com. Start that new career right here in Southwest Michigan with a great company that is growing, wants to grow with you. Since we are off, and I forgot to plan ahead, so...
What's up?
Maybe we could just talk about, like, what day it is. What about it's, national. Is it pecan or pecan? What do you say?
It's pecan. I don't say it because I don't like them. They're terrible. It's the worst nut in the world.
It's the, out of all the nuts, it's the candiest pecan. Of nuts. Hey, pecan is pie pecan? Is great. I like pecan pie.
I think I say pecan pie. I just pass it. That's what I do. I glance at it, and I'm like, that is the most disgusting thing.
Look at this garbage pie. Pass it on. I think I say pecan pie? Pecan pie? Well, it's P-E-C-A-N, so that would be pecan, right?
It's the nut that comes in the thing that looks like a testicle, right?
First off, that
should be your sign right there. It looks like balls. I don't want that nut.
Looks like a dried up testicle. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You know, it's the worst nut in the mixed nuts.
You try and get so many of those nuts in your mouth, you're just shoveling them in.
Not a squirrel, man.
No, you're thinking of, like, are you thinking like the walnut, like the outside?
Maybe that's
of
a walnut. Yeah. That's a walnut.
I mean, it kind of, it's the thin one that kind of, I don't know the best way to describe it. Mm. I think you might like candied pecans. I think you might like that. Like, you get a little brown sugar, some maple syrup on those, you know.
No, because usually... Next to the candy pecans or whatever they're called is the candy almonds, and those are way better.
Yeah,
I've never gotten the pecans. Yeah,
I feel like we've really tried to church up almonds. Not saying they aren't great, but you can buy the almonds in the bag. Have you ever tried like the cocoa dusted almonds?
Yeah, I mean,
right.
They're pretty good. You're right though. They're getting too fancy. There's too many options now.
Well, and they're trying to trick us into thinking it's candy. Like, look, don't get me wrong. You cover a peanut in chocolate, it's better. But don't say it's up there with like an Airhead or a Charleston Chew or some Skit. It's still a nut.
Here's the problem with the fancy nuts: is they're already so expensive. Yep. So it's hard to like go off track and try something new, because if you don't like it, it's like, damn, dude, I spent a lot of money on
Good point. Nuts alone are already, the prices are through the roof. If you buy a thing of mixed nuts, even Great Value brand, I'm like, God, this is aggressively high as far
as prices. Just saying, hey, if I'm over at your house and you have one of those big containers of the mixed nuts, I'm picking out all the cashews. I'm that guy. I'm sorry.
I bought a bag of pistachios before my trip, dude. I almost maxed out my credit card just on pistachios. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
They're not cheap. They're not cheap.
No.
Hey, here's what you need. Have you tried the sweet chili pistachios?
Oh, God, yeah. You kidding me?
They're not everywhere where you can get pistachios, no. But, man, if you can get your hands on one of those bags.
I love those ones. They got a little heat, but they're already shucked or de-shelled.
No, you can get them shelled.
Oh, you can? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the one brand or the popular brand, I can't think of.
Which, by the way, I will fight anyone who says that shucked pistachios are better than you got to have the shell on there. Got to.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. It's too dangerous because they're too good.
Yeah.
Have you ever had too many pistachios?
I mean, not multiple times in my life,
dude,
but I'm sure
I've eaten a bag of pistachios before, one of those big bags, dude, and it wasn't good. First off, the next day was terrible. I'll tell you that much. Second of all, the tips of my fingers were raw from trying to pry those things open all day.
Bloody nubs is down to the bone, my bones.
But they're so good. It's like, I want more, you know?
You find yourself.
And your lips are all salty.
You find yourself. That's got to be like, there's got to be some money made, like a pistachio nut catching thing, right? Or why doesn't the pistachio contain. Oh, dude, it's so. But it's worth it. But, like, you got to have two bowls. You got the bowl for the pistachios and then the bowl for the. The shells.
So hear me out. You remember those trays that you put on top of your beer that kind of like fits into the top of your like beer neck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then you could have like chips on it and whatnot, one of those. So one of those fit over a bowl, like a plastic bowl perfectly. So what we do is we put all the nuts in the tray, and then when you're done, you put it in a little hole in the bowl in the bottom. Dude, it's brilliant.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
I'm gonna invent it into like an all-in-one thing. I'm telling you.
Here's what you do. You just go.
Then you take the tray off. You empty the bowl. Boom. Refill it. Good to go.
You're all set to go. That's actually a really good idea.
$1 million.
The fact that we just spent 5 minutes talking about nuts and we eventually came to something decent, I'm pretty happy about that.
You know, we're rich.
Speaking of loving nuts, what's your... all right, we got to take a break. We are going to have I swear to God, if you do it, we had a nice break. We came up with a good idea. We'll be back with more. So stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
Rex.
Oh, good morning, 751, Brock Hunter.
What's up? Good morning.
Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township, who is hiring now. We don't have one. We were gone, and I forgot to plan ahead, so really we're just kind of riffing it.
You're going to take the shot on this one. You're finally going to admit that you forgot to make up the topic.
I forgot to do it, so you know what? It's Specialite, and we're just BSing. But, Hunter, I do have something that I think might break the internet, might break the listening audience. So the Loch Ness Monster, okay? We're all familiar with old Nessie, okay? However, Professor Michael Sweet has an interesting take on what old Nessie might be, and that is a whale penis. Okay, now hear me out. Hear me out, okay? So he made a post talking about how back in the day, explorers would just draw what they saw, okay? It's not like we had, you know, Nikon cameras and we're taking photos.
Yeah, like sonar, and you know, you can get 3D images of things at the bottom of the ocean floor.
You see something, maybe it's kind of a, you know, that's what, in Scotland? It's foggy over there. So you got some guy who's been on a ship for way too long. Now he thinks he sees some mythical beast, something rising out of the water. But really, after posting the photos, and I'm gonna share this a little bit later on here.
Oh boy!
Have you ever seen a whale penis, Hunter?
I don't think so. Especially not in real life. That's for sure.
I see everyone when I wake up and look in the mirror. That's what.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure you do.
Right there, check it out. So, if you see
a newborn whale, even though if you see it in
the water, like if a whale is, you know, belly up in the water. It has a very Loch Nessie neck look to it, all right? It flows a certain way. So if you imagine maybe some guy, some Scottish boatsman who's sleep-deprived, it's foggy out, and now this whale somehow gets up into the locks, maybe after some heavy rain, the water levels are up, and now he sees this whale just going donger up, and he's like, oh, my God, it's a monster.
It's a monster. Hey, here's a question. What kind of a hitch in your swim do you have as a whale when people are mistaking your penis for the Loch Ness Monster? That's not a bad problem to have, I guess.
He's hung like a Loch Ness Monster.
Oh my God, that is a big penis.
So if you get a second and you want to see,
that's something you tell the other whales. Hey, listen to this. Those humans up there, you know, you've seen it before. They mistake my wiener.
Here comes big old swinging Loch Ness donger. That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Loves to tell people, the other whales, about it too, you know.
Probably does it. It slows him down when he's swimming.
This damn thing.
He's walking around the whale locker room at the Y, all confident, no towel on.
He keeps flopping along his fins, dude, you know. It gets in the way.
Oh, my God. What have we done?
Must be a sperm whale, if you know what I mean.
What have we done? What have we done? We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Okay.